weekend, the 15th, to the Rickshaw Theater for night one of the annual Punk Stravaganza. Put on by my dear friend Marco here. And of course, Vancouver's very own Sons of Siders, the one, the only, the Dreadnoughts. That band that we just heard was You Big Idiot from Kinda Cool Records off their album Mega Donaire. That song was One in a Million, a.k.a. The Ballad of Lloyd Christmas, a special request by Marco Beery himself.
It's a good song.
It's good. I like their albums. I like their constant 90s nostalgia referencing. And before that, we had Balkan Schmalkan with something in the coat room in the whispers. I forget what the name of the
bickering.
Song is called. Bickering in the coat room of bickering. I think that's the
bingo.
One. That's the one.
We picked it because it was under 3 minutes.
That's true. Yeah, I don't do 6 minute songs. Like, if your song's going 5 minutes long, it better be. It's got to be something special, man.
Queen did that, nailed it, done.
Yeah, like, we don't, yeah. If anything beyond 3 minutes, I'm like, all right, let's get to the chorus here. You go, two solos, get out of here.
Yeah.
Don't need any of it. I think that might be why I like your band so much. There's not really a lot of solos in it.
Well, the diddly instruments.
There's diddly. There's diddly, but they play a couple lead lines, but they don't overstay their welcome. It's not like these big, bloated, like, heavy metal solos where it's just like...
No, it's not that three people solo at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, like, let a lead play a little bit of a lead. And then,
yeah,
get,
it's like,
and then get back to,
you know,
something.
What's Flesh God Apocalypse, awesome, you know, blast beat, ridiculous kick drum, double guitar solo, but it's a bit much.
A little much. So just bring it down. Just down a hair. Anyways, that is what is going on your Friday. Saturday, the 16th of March, you can check out Staggers and Jags. And all the way from Portland, Oregon, that's in America, Bridge City Sinners with their own brand of satanic folk punk music.
Is that what they call it? Satanic folk punk?
Well, I mean, every song's about the devil, so I'm assuming they're satanic. Well, speaking of satanic, have you heard of the band Twin Temple? They do, like, satanic doo-wop. They're fucking great. It's just a vocalist and a guitar. It's so good.
Nice.
It's really catchy.
Not a satanic duet, because just one guy doo-wop.
It's a girl vocalist and the guy on guitar, and then I think when they tour they have a backing band, but yeah, it's just a duet. All just hail and
sing. Check it out. I'll email them for next year.
Yeah, they're good.
Are they famous?
They're getting famous, like, right now. Like,
where are they from?
Texas, maybe?
Sounds like a plane ticket could be tough.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, they can maybe drive. We'll see. Texas is a big state. You want to play some of this, or you got other things you want to talk about?
Whatever.
What? Yeah,
sure.
You're so easygoing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's on your hat? Is it little, like, indigenous orcas?
It is. It was a gift from Simona's cousin's son.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. 3 degrees of separation.
That was a lot, yeah.
All right. Here, let's play some of the stuff you can experience down at the Rickshaw this Saturday, March the 16th. Unfortunately, tickets are sold out, but you can still get them for Friday. And if you can find Marco's personal phone number, you might be able to message
555.
Yeah, 555. Marco.
555.
And if you give him, I hear the going rate is $400 for him to leave the back door unlocked to the rickshaw. That's the word. Anyways, this is Staggers and Jags, a band that Marco might also play in sometimes. I don't know. I'm assuming that you're almost in every band in Vancouver. This one's called Shaking the Cage. You ready? Let's go. Rad Radio. Crazy 'cause you love it.
is to shake his tail. Oh, you'd better beware. The devil swings, and the devil's got his tricks. Oh, when he shakes his hips, he yells, six, six, six. The devil swings, and when he comes for you, there's nothing you can do. It's time to dance with death. The devil's got his moves. When he drinks that no good booze, or you're bound to lose. The devil swings.
Apple tree, life is a lady's breath, life is a mystery.
Along the sacred way, we wander every day. Here on the Tennessee, you want a piece of me now.
Oh,
So that was the one and only the Dreadnoughts with their song Defiance off of the excellent little EP entitled Uncle Touchy Goes to College.
It's like 13 years old.
Yeah. I mean, he did go to college and now he teaches at a college. It's
university.
Ooh. He's above the college. Doesn't need any of that riffraff. Yeah. Very fancy. Very good.
Can't believe, just hit me. That's 13 years ago, man.
That's fucking wild. It's been a minute, man. It's been a time. We're not getting any younger. I mean, look at you. You're a father. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Science.
Yeah.
Is wrong.
Very good. We got about 50 minutes left in the show. You have been listening to Rad Radio on CGSF 90.1 FM. I've been hanging out here with my good friend Marco from the Dreadnoughts. They're doing their annual Punk Stravaganza show at the Rickshaw Theater next weekend, Friday the 15th, Saturday the 16th. We've been playing music from that show all episode long. It's been pretty good. It's a solid lineup, as always, good sir.
Yeah, it is, you know. You should have bands that are decent, and so if you go under Bandcamp, it should not suck.
Yeah, I mean, that helps. I would agree.
That's... People always, how can I get to play Punk Stravaganza? In my head, I'm like, well, for one, you know, Don't Suck is a good one.
Yeah.
But then thankfully, we're all getting old, and so most of our friends that still play music are good.
Yeah. It's funny that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of weed out the material, you know. There's still one band I gotta get on next year. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're called Data Lessons.
And I've heard of those guys. Yeah.
I believe that they might actually be SFU professors, I've heard through
really?
The grapevine. Yeah.
That'd be a fun way to bring it all back around.
I have a connection, like 2 degrees of separation. Yeah, just this year, already the bill was full. But Data Lessons, if you listen to this, you might get a text or an email.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if it's you, it's probably an email. I think that's how most of your things go. Just shoot them an email, see what happens.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk? The internet. What a wonderful time. Marco, is there anything else you want to chat about on this wonderful thing? Your day, your life, your
life's
your,
good.
Your philosophies.
No complaints, philosophies. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, not much.
Band's going well.
Skiff's over in Kuwait, so
we're
on a bit of a break. I get to go on a little tour with my good boys in Die Job and Fomites and my cousin Dusty, her band Dusty Pines. We're all gonna go rip out through the interior together.
What are you doing? Are you playing?
I'm just playing a solo set. We had to move the band bus because it couldn't stay at our bass player's house. The municipality started getting really pissed at it being parked on the street, so I had to insure it, and now it's just getting parked around town. So I saw that Fomites post up that they were going on tour. I'm like, hey, man, why don't you ever call me? I've got this band bus, this beautiful bus that sleeps 6 people, and I pack up light. Like, why not? And they're like, Jesse messaged me the next day. He's like, are you serious about doing that? I'm like, yeah, dude, I got nothing to do. I got this bus just sitting there collecting dust. Let's go on the road. So
that's pretty good, eh, to hop on a tour because, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just one person.
It's like years ago when we played with Guttermouth. They're like, oh, my God, how did you get Guttermouth? I'm like, you booked them.
Yeah.
So what do you mean?
Email.
I'm like, email.
Yeah. So shoot them an email. How much is it? Hey, Guttermouth, how much? And they go this much. And you go, yes or
sure.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Be like, well, you're Guttermouth. I think we can probably do that.
And then
you did.
Yeah. And then it did. Yeah. It's kind of funny how that works. Yeah. You can write in this like big 400 word essay of how you love the band and blah, blah, blah. And they just write back date and how much. And
yeah.
Like,
that's really all they need.
Is that all I am to you? It's like, yeah, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. Pretty much sure. We don't know you. Like,
yeah. But being on the other end, I'm at the point where you get these emails and I'm like, what do you want?
just tell me. Yeah. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Yeah, sure. It's pretty good though, so you get to drive through the interior and
It's nice, it'll be fun.
Well, the Dreadnoughts are driving to Kelowna on Thursday night.
Oh yeah. Where are you guys playing?
We are playing my brain
good
just
call.
Totally died. I'll get it back.
Is it Jesse, the boys from Anarchy Coffee?
Of course it is.
Good boys. Good boys. Well, I'm assuming it's
the Revelry.
Okay,
I got moved. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I'm like, I'm assuming it's not at Dunenzi's because it's very small.
Yeah, Jesse's been trying to get some other venues in Kelowna. They lost a good venue they had last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Days and Days and Mongoose played.
Yeah.
But it's just like any city, you know, leases go up and restaurants get taken over, and
as she happens. No, it happened. We were supposed to do the Canada Day party there that was supposed to be right in the downtown at their venue, and then it got moved over, so they had moved to the cidery that's like 15 minutes out of town. It's a nice place, but it definitely changed the whole vibe of the Canada Day party.
Yeah, because 15 minutes out of town by car means you had to drive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, but it's good that, you know, guys like Jesse up in the interior with his coffee and everything that he's doing. And
Good people making
every city
happen.
Needs about two Jesses
Yeah. That's all you
can
need.
Always work, yeah. But we're getting older and it's harder and harder. We were actually just down in Bend, Oregon, playing with the Dreadnoughts the day before we played in Portland for New Year's and hooked up with a couple members from Larry and His Flask back in the day, and Jeshua was down there and still putting on shows, and he's the same guy, you know?
Yeah, no shit. That's excellent.
And then his brother came up to us and he's like, I was in Kelowna and I went to this coffee shop and Jesse, I sold him some records. I'm like, what?
There you go, man.
So fun Small fact, world. Larry and His Flask, actually, one of their parents was from Summerland. So they spent a lot of their time in Summerland.
Huh.
And they have dual citizenship. That's why they always played in Canada.
Really? Oh, that makes so much more sense now. I'm sad like, that band doesn't exist anymore.
I was like,
man,
what are you doing up in Kelowna? And I'm like, you still go to record shops and like sell your records from like 10 years ago? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Legends.
Yeah, it's, what's his name? The bassist guy. He's still rocking with that stuff, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Because like the other dude, the vocalist guy, they got a different band. It's like By the Lamplight now.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah, it's great,
awesome
great music. But it's sad that Larry and His Flask just aren't really a full thing anymore. But
yeah, happens
as it goes, man. Being in bands,
they toured for many, many years and
extensively. I remember the first time I ever saw them at Punk Rock Bowling. They played mini sets at their merch stand between each band and the turnover on the main stage. So they, because they played on the main stage at like 11 a.m. They were like the first or second band on for the festival. And then they played a set, a little set by their merch table between each like 10, 15 minute changeover from the main stage. And there's a guy there just hawking their 7 inches. Like, you like this? Like, buy it. So I saw them in that one day. I saw their main set. Probably saw them 5 or 6 times at their merch booth, and then I went to a bunch of the club shows that night, and then I was wandering back to my hotel room down Fremont, and they were by the little gypsy wagon, like the fortune teller wagon, on Fremont at like 3 a.m. playing a set to like a crowd of like 50 drunken punks, and they were obviously so visibly tired and like just wanted to sleep, and like this crowd would not let them go.
They toured for like 10 years, you know, it's like, but that's what you gotta put in. It's like, you know, us 15 years ago, we would play anything.
Yeah, just go.
Like I remember driving to, I think it was Lisbon, Portugal. It's like an 8-hour drive, and we got there and we just finished our sound check. And then the police came and said it was too loud. We couldn't play, so we ended up moving the show outside and we played an acoustic set. And I played bongos on garbage cans to like 15 people.
Yeah.
And I remember our guarantee didn't even cover the toll on the bridge in and out of the city.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We effed up and got turned around and went back over the bridge and had to go back. Yeah, you got to work for it.
You got to do it. But now, you said it's almost 20 years is coming up, right?
This November, it's going to be 18 years since we had our first show.
That is creeping.
Playing with the McKenzies at the Red Room.
That is creeping up, man. I can't remember what's the first show I saw you at. It was one of the venues. I don't know, I just remember being outside for a smoke, and then I came back inside, and Kyle was on top of, it couldn't have been Squid's shoulders, because I don't think Squid was in the band yet, it must have been Willie's shoulders, and he was sitting, but it could be backwards, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just remember that the fiddle player was on top of the bass player's shoulders, and it was the wildest.
That must have been Squid, because I don't think Willie
Kyle. I don't know, it was a wild sight, and then Kyle was playing his fiddle so hard, he broke through a string or two and like looked over at Nick and he's like, what's the next song? And he's like, what key is that? And he just transposed the song over. I'm like, these guys obviously know what they're doing. And it's been madness ever since.
Kyle is what you would call one of those music dorks.
Yeah, he's very good.
He understands very good.
Yeah, yeah. He's...
Oh, mister, I can just play the piano.
Yeah. Fair.
I can just not even bring my fiddle to Edmonton and then just come up and...
Yeah, it'll be fine. Okay, we got about like 6 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to try to rip out 2 more songs so we can complete a song off of each album and work our way through the discography. So this is off of one of my personal favorite records you guys ever put out, Victory Square. This song is The Boneyard. You are listening to CGSF 90.1 FM. Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater, the Dreadnoughts.
When all the lights are gone down in the sky, and it's here.
funny.
Down from the skies, and I see fear in your fellow eyes.